Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need, but there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to be with you. Bill Diffenderfer is our guest. He's a former IBM executive. He's the founder of Skybus Airlines, and that tells you he knows a little bit about the marketplace. He's the author of a number of books, including A Bank of Last Resort. And as I said earlier, we like Bill because he's such a smart guy, but I'd have him back on just because his name is stranger than mine. Bill Diffenderfer, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I always enjoy talking to you and your audience.
anybody whose name is longer than Blasingame, they're welcome back on the show all the time.
Well, people have made fun of my name, but at least they don't make fun of me.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Well, you can imagine how my name gets corrupted. It's off the chart. All the different things. Hey, Bill. Thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the big political footballs that gets kicked around these days is small business and access to capital. And one of the most obnoxious and grotesque and nauseating things that I hear on any given day is some politician invoking the name of small business and trying to connect it to access to capital and acting like they know what the heck they're talking about. And it just makes me sick because they don't know what they're talking about. What do you think?
Well, boy, I completely agree. You know, I've been in the business of small business for a lot of years, trying to turn small businesses into big businesses. And the one thing that's consistent is you always need capital, and it's always really hard to get, and Washington sure doesn't help.
Well, Blasingame's second law of small business states it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business.
That's for sure.
And so we're always undercapitalized. It's never we never have enough money, and the reason is because we have a limited number of sources of capital. It either comes from us, from investors, or it comes from debt, money we borrow.
Right.
And of course, there's also profits, retained earnings. That's a source of capital. But other than internally produced by the business, those are the three, from the founders, from outside investors, or from banks. What do you think?
Well, you know, the hardest part about this is that usually the only place that you can get startup capital for a small business is friends and family, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Every so often you run into a family that's got extended capital capabilities. But even when you raise a little bit of it, the fact of the matter is, it's very hard to get the next tranche after that. You get a company going, and if you only can do it through internally generated funds, that means it may take you 10 years to get a business going that could have been going strong in two if it had adequate capital.
Right.
So we really changed the launch curve by making it so hard to get capital coming in. And the reason capital is so reluctant to go into small business is, let's be fair, a lot of small businesses fail. But one of the reasons a lot of small businesses fail is lack of capital.
Well, and not only lack of capital, but what you just described was not having enough capital. There's a difference
exactly.
In having lack of capital. Now, believe it or not, folks, pay attention. Having a lack of capital is one thing. Not having enough capital is a different thing, isn't it?
Because, you know, with a business like anything, you have a moment where everything is really going strong. If you don't have enough capital to invest right then,
mm-hmm.
You don't get to take it to the next level, and the moment
you might miss that moment.
Exactly right, and this is the part that Washington doesn't understand at all, because they think all capital gains are the same.
Mm-hmm.
Capital gains that are earned by investing in early stage companies are very different than capital gains, you know, where your stock portfolio and
right.
the Fortune 500 companies have
right.
produced gains, and yet the tax treatment is identical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'll tell you something else. When Washington talks about giving capital gains relief to small businesses, most small businesses have no capital gains in a year's time.
Exactly.
So it doesn't help them at all.
Everything is going back into the company.
That's right. All it proves when the politicians do this, all it proves is how ignorant they are of small business.
Right.
Give us one quick solution before we take the break.
Well, okay. The first thing you got to do is realize whether you're talking to your friends, your family, or an angel investor, or maybe very serious venture capital funds. If you're talking to people about getting their money, mm-hmm. you have to really have worked through all of the issues, not just some of them.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole bunch of things that any person who wants to take somebody else's money has to be able to.
You got to be able to answer those early questions. We're going to talk some more about this. We'll build different effort after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.